Hey guys, it's Kiki and I'm back. I'm here to review season 6, episode 4 of OWN's Ready to Love, entitled Party Crashers. First and foremost, I just want to send a huge thank you to Ashley and Jamar for filling in for me last week with episode 3. I enjoyed their banter so much. I'm so glad I could wrangle Ashley into doing it. Jamar is, like Ashley says, the unofficial third host, so shout out to them and thank y'all both so much. I had to deal with a family loss, so I needed some time to just, you know, spend time with family and try to get back into the swing of things. But Jamar has already told me that I can book him for future episodes of Ready to Love, so maybe I'll let him pop in on some episodes. We'll have to see. But let's get into this week's episode. I know on last week we had two newcomers, AP and Eric. AP was the widower. It's not that I don't like her. I just don't think that this show... I'm sorry, she's not a widower. She's a widow. I don't think that this show is a good fit for her. She just seems very hesitant. Although she says she's open and ready to find love based on the blind dates that she had, especially the one with Clifton where she was saying that he looked like her brother. I was like, girl, just say you don't want to be here and leave. As far as Eric, I thought he had a really good vibe. I think he and, was it Dakia? They went on a blind date. They had a great vibe. I enjoyed him so far. Ashley and Jamar kept saying that he said he was a chef every 2 seconds. I'm with y'all. Yes, it was very annoying. So we're going to get two newcomers this week. So let's just dive into it. So the episode starts off with Tommy meeting the guys at the Tabernacle. I believe this is Eric's first time meeting the rest of the guys as well. Or no, this is his first Gentleman's Lounge. So Tommy lets the guys know that there are going to be two new singles coming through again this week, a man and a woman. He wants Wiley to go on a blind date with the new lady on the cast. He wants him to kind of get a chance to bond with someone closer to his age, because a lot of ladies are saying that they can't really connect with Wiley because he is too young for them. So there's not really an objective when Tommy tells them the mission of the week. They're just like, yeah, we're having two new people come in, get to know these ladies on the cast and chop it up from there. So Wiley is excited, of course, because I would imagine Wiley's having a great time, but let Tommy tell it. Wiley's not doing that much. So first blind date that we have newcomer Tina. Tina is 31. She's an esthetician. She is stunning. I do think she got some colored contacts though. Okay, so Clifton may not be into her. She says that her last relationship was toxic. It ended about 2 years ago. She found out when she was 6 months pregnant that her partner was cheating on her. She says her main concern or her main objective for coming on the show is to find a man that loves her and a man that accepts her daughter. Her daughter is 2 years old and her daughter is the most important thing in this process for her. So her blind date is with Wiley. He walks up. He's instantly attracted to her. He's commenting on how they're both matching in green. He asks her about the last relationship and she lets him know what was going on and that it's toxic. He asked a really good follow-up question, like, was that relationship with the father of your child? And she's like, yeah. And he asks, you know, what's that relationship now? And she's like, it's pretty much non-existent. So I don't know if baby daddy just went and left after he got caught cheating and doesn't even have a relationship with his daughter, or if they just don't co-parent at all. She says basically that she likes Wiley and she's looking for the Martin to her Gina. Girl, I guess. Will you marry me, Gina? They decide to exchange numbers because they've hit it off and their date is over. Next, we have Precious going on a blind date with newcomer Donovan. Donovan is 42. He's a realtor. Donovan's okay looking. He got a little nose ring. I was like, all right, spicy. Donovan says that he grew up all around women, you know, primarily his grandmother, and she taught him to be patient and kind. Now, throughout the conversation, there's some red flags being thrown here. Precious asked him, you know, have you ever been married? He was like, yeah, I was married for 12 years. Precious asked a great follow-up question, like, what happened? Was the split amicable? And he kind of evaded the question. He said, you know, I made some mistakes and, you know, it wasn't a good match. You know when niggas say that, that means they cheated. Yeah. What mistakes did you make, sir? Be specific. He asked Precious if she's ready to love. She says she is hella ready to love. She says that she's been celibate for 6 months. I'm gonna stop y'all right there because we keep getting abstinence and celibacy confused. Celibacy is when you take a vow to wait until sex for marriage. Now, Precious, I don't think that's what you're doing. I think you are remaining abstinent, okay? Celibacy is like a vow that a nun makes, but she's remaining abstinent for the 6 months. Baby, I couldn't tell because Precious has been very, very sexually assertive, which ain't nothing wrong with that. But like Jamar said last week on the episode, everyone on this cast is very horny. So she asked Donovan how he feels about sex before marriage, and he just said point blank, you know, we grown, honey. You're not gonna buy a car and not test drive it. So the more they talked about sex, I felt like Donovan was getting a little turned off by Precious and her overt sexy talk, like sex talk. Like, he even said it in his confessional that he wants someone that's for him. He wants to make the right decision and he does not want to settle. Ouch. They leave the date amicable and Precious is just like, oh, I want everybody to know you're mine. So she's feeling him and I'm just like, girl, he's really not feeling you that way. Moving on. Next, we see Laverne and Joy. He's joining her on a pottery date, or he actually invited her on a pottery date. And I'm just like, I'm trying to see the dynamics between these two. And there were some sparks flying on this date. She asked him, you know, well, he asked her, what does she want from this process? She says she wants to be happy and get back to having a best friend. Baby, I hear that. You know, my girlfriends are cool, but I need that best friend. Ladies, y'all know what I mean. She asked him, you know, what does no one else know about him? He says that he's never had a traditional relationship in the sense that he was just out here dating. And when I look at a guy like Laverne, who I guess women would find attractive because of the muscles and the body and stuff, I don't not believe what he's saying, that he was just dating, but I feel like you also probably weren't looking for love. Like, maybe you were just looking for the physical aspect. Like, I don't think he was really, and I'm just assuming from what I see on the television, honey, he probably wasn't dating with intention then. Okay? So if you, I guess I'm gonna leave that there. We'll let that breathe. She asked him, you know, why was that? And she kind of was like, well, do you think you regarded? And he was like, yeah, I've just been very particular about the person I want to be with. So they have some more fun on the pottery date, you know, making vases and stuff. I see chemistry between the two of them. I definitely think that Joy is attracted to Laverne, even though this is coming out of left field for me. But I don't know if Joy, because Joy has such a great aura around her. She's so positive. She is very intentional within this process. I just don't know if with her and Laverne, if there's a friendship vibe. She doesn't really talk about him in the romantic sense. She's just like, oh, he's got muscles and he's handsome, but I don't see any like intimate cues from the both of them. So I think he's really into her. I'm just not sold on Joy being for him. Next, we have a date with AP and Demetrius. Immediately I'm like, why are we on this date? I get best friend vibes right off the bat. But Demetrius says that, you know, he hasn't really seen a lot of AP and he needs to know if this is going to be a friendship or a relationship. Demetrius, I haven't even seen a lot of you in this process, so what's tea? Anyway, he asks her how the process is going for her. AP is like, it's been interesting. She says that all she can do in this process is to be herself and that she doesn't need a man to complete her. Then why are you here, sis? Why are you here? Did your friend sign you up without you knowing? I get you not needing a man to complete you. You should always come to a table whole, especially a relationship. That's my ideology. But you are here to open up yourself and kind of be vulnerable to find love. Why are you here, sis? Demetrius asked her if she's affectionate. I wonder what made him ask her that. Like, she does give that vibe that she's standoffish and that she doesn't like anyone, but I think it was very bold of him to ask, you know, are you even affectionate? I'd be like, damn. And he asked her, you know, how does that show up in a relationship? Now, she didn't really answer the question. She just went on to talk about how losing her husband was a traumatic experience. So it takes time for her to want to open up her heart. She says that her husband who passed away was 14 years older than her and that, you know, she didn't see it coming, but she speaks on the experience from a good place that lets me know that she has kind of healed from it. I just don't think she knows how to move forward by, you know, seeking companionship after that point. So it sounds like she really missed her husband, and it's sad that, you know, he died unexpectedly. Like, I just don't think this is where AP needs to be. This date didn't really show me anything new. Let's get to the eliminations already. All right, so all of a sudden we are at a beach house and we are having a beach house party out of nowhere. So the guys arrive first. They're taking in the scenery. Eric has let everybody know that he's cooking. This is his element. This is his house now. Okay. So the guys are just there. It's Clifton, Demetrius, Tori, and Wiley. And Tori is asking the guys, do you guys think that we are loving different from the way we used to love when we were younger? And Demetrius is like, yeah, he thought that sex equaled love, and now he is learning as he's older that that's not necessarily the case, that you have to grow with a person a little bit more. No duh. Tommy arrives on a yacht, honey. Y'all, when the little go-go band was playing the music and Tommy came up dancing and hopping, I laughed so hard. Tommy is so unintentionally funny, like, it was pure comedy. And then he started he was about to go into his is Tommy a cute dog? He was barking. I was like, nah, Tommy, don't make me turn this TV off. But he arrives and he's like, y'all, we have some extra guests. So the ladies come on out and everybody's in their swimsuit with their body showing. Baby, the Kia had everything out. Granted, she had a little cover up on. I was like, oh damn, people are pretty much naked. Okay, swimsuits on demand, here for it. Tommy lets the entire group know that there are no more singles coming through. All right, this is it. Y'all better get to know each other, start finding your connections, because this is the best it's gonna get. All right, y'all. So although I did enjoy the I saw a lot of people complaining on Twitter and on various social media about them bringing new people in, and I was just like, y'all wanted something fresh, y'all wanted a new aspect of the show, some spice, and I enjoyed it. Now, whether the contestants have actually worked out or if they are going to, that remains to be seen. But I can commend OWN in this show and production for bringing in new people. But now that that's over, we see the singles mingling. Carmen's talking with, I think, Sabrina and Precious, and she's saying that she really likes Clifton and that they went on a date. Now, Clifton said he was turned off by those blue contacts, so I'm just like, that may be cap at this moment, Carmen. I think you like Clifton more than he likes you. Dakia meets Donovan, and their vibe is kind of instant. She says that, you know, she wants to find her forever partner in this process, and he says that he likes her and that he's very attracted to her. Next, we see Tina sitting with P.O., child. P.O. definitely should have went home last week. I don't understand why he's here, but the ladies seem to be attracted to P.O., especially the younger ladies. Tina is vibing with P.O., and I'm just like, what is going on? What don't I see? He's obviously off the bat telling her that he's attracted to her, and he said something that was dumb to me. He's like, I'm very intentional about my intent. What? See, you just be saying shit just to be saying shit. He says that they need to switch numbers because he really wants to go on a date with her, and he can't stop talking about how beautiful she is. Again, it's all surface level with P.O. Like, he has not shown me anything else than him just wanting to fuck on the pretty woman. But it is what it is, honey. He's still here. Next, we see Eric cooking, of course. He and Dakia are in the kitchen, and they're joking around and talking. And she makes, like, a comment like, well, you know, if you know that we will possibly be in a relationship, we're going to have disagreements. And he's like, oh, that's possible. But, you know, you and I for sure are going to be in a relationship. So Dakia is really up there for Eric. Carmen comes in the kitchen bullying her way through. Like Dakia says, she likes to manipulate situations to her advantage. And she kind of... Dakia, I understand you wanted to be cute and not cause a scene. But the way Carmen just slid your ass out that kitchen, it couldn't have been me, honey. And it was very awkward. Like, Carmen gives me very insecure, mean girl vibes. It's just, I don't know. Like, she's very assertive. I won't say she's aggressive. But it's just like, sis, can you chill and actually have respect for the women on the cast as opposed to just tossing their asses to the side? But we learned that Eric and Carmen have known each other for years. He said that she hired him for a catering event once and that they've been vibing, but they've never been in a relationship. Vibing, yet y'all have known each other for years. I need more information. I need more backstory. I need follow-up questions. But basically, she's like joking how Dakia got out of the kitchen so fast. And she straight up asked Eric, you know, how do you feel about Dakia? And he's like, oh, she's definitely in my top. And, you know, some other people here who might be in the room. So she's like, oh, would that be me? And Eric's like, yeah, I want you to hear it straight from my mouth. It's you too. Eric, I don't believe you. You need more people. It was just the way he said it, which was like a nonchalant, like, eh, I'm gonna say it because you're asking me and you're right here, but I don't really mean it. Yeah, this has the potential to get messy, but, he says it straight from the horse's mouth that he likes both Dakia and he likes Carmen. Next, we have a scene with AP. She is talking with Tori. Not AP, you guys. Ace. I believe it's Ace. Ace is talking with Tori and they're having a conversation. He asks her if she's feeling anyone. And she's like, yeah, well, you're definitely one of the people I'm feeling. So he does some like corny spoken word. They have a laugh. She says that she enjoys his humor. Next, we see Precious and P.O. And Precious, girl, the whole energy is out. She's asking P.O. what she got to do to get him out of that shirt. And I'm like, girl, he had that shirt on for a reason. P.O. is saying that Precious came to the beach party with a lot of energy and that it was too much going on. So we get scenes of her flirting with Wiley. We see a scene of her flirting with Clifton. And let me know if y'all saw this, okay? Was Clifton touching up on her booty? Like, it was just very, it was very quick. Like, it was like he moved in to touch her, but then he realized the camera was this, like, right behind them. So she, like, picked up the hose and started to, like, spank him. Now, Clifton, I got my good Fetty Wap eye on you, bro. Like, I like you, but I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Let me know if y'all peeped that. I ran the scene back and I couldn't tell. But yeah, Precious is doing a lot and being a lot. But I just think that's a part of her personality. The fact that P.O. says that she needs to tone it down is a cause for concern, though. That's a red flag for me. Next, we see Tori and Sabrina. He lets her know that he has a present for her. And he gives her cupcakes because he knows that she likes sweets. Sabrina, of course, enjoys it. She says that this is the first present anyone has given her while she's been on this process here on the show. And she said that she likes Tori because he's transparent, unlike Demetrius. Ooh, I see a love triangle brewing. Next, we see actually AP and Eric, and she's letting him know that, you know, she's a widow. Her husband passed away and that she says she's ready to love. But Eric, in his confessional, thinks that she's not ready to love. He says that, you know, when she speaks about what happened, it still feels like she's a little bit guarded. And I agree. We see Demetrius and Precious, and I was very confused. They were talking, they were joking, and I guess Demetrius got offended by something she said, and she was like, well, no, I was just joking. So Demetrius is a little turned off, and I'm just like, well, what happened? I wish the mic would have picked up the full conversation. But basically, she clears up any misconceptions that Demetrius may have about her, and she's basically like, listen, I'm a very social person. I love to have fun. I like to laugh. I like to joke around. And he's like, he understands, but he wants to be very intentional in that she's a little, I gathered, a little bit too social for him, because he made a comment about, you know, he doesn't always want to go out all the time. He may want to sit home and be with his woman, whereas Precious would like to go out and go out drinking. So I don't really understand their little dust up. I don't understand. I don't know. Demetrius just is a colossal flop to me, because I thought he would come on here and show us something a little different. I'm thinking, like I clocked from the first episode, he wants the woman to come to him. He actually doesn't want to have to do any of the work. But we'll just have to wait and see about that. So we see Demetrius pull Sabrina to the side. He wants to spend time with her and talk to her. He keeps saying how he thinks they look good together. Okay, I'm gonna need to see a little bit more depth, Demetrius. And for the 78th time this episode, he says that he wants to be intentional. Baby, intentional is the word of the day. I wish I should have done a drinking game every time Demetrius said intentional, intentional. I want to be intentional, intentional, intentional. I'm hoping that's what his therapist told him to say before he came on this show. But she says, Sabrina says that she likes Demetrius. She also likes Tori. But when it comes to Demetrius, he's still a little guarded. She wants him to, you know, make the time to pursue her. He does also tell her that he would like to pursue her and he would like to see where it goes. So Demetrius is laser focused on Sabrina. But then he said, you know, I know that she's feeling both Tori and I. So I really want to be intentional with her. So are you chasing her because you really like her or because she has an interest in Tori? Make it make sense, Demetrius. Like, I feel like you're wasting my time and you probably need to be out the door. Sabrina says that she is proud of Demetrius for stepping up, for, you know, pulling her to the side and talking to her. And I'm like, Sabrina, girl, don't take crumbs. Like, that's his job. That's what the fuck he's supposed to do, sis. She says that although she likes him both and Tori, it's awkward because it feels like they're both competing for her. Sabrina, this is called Ready to Love, where we date multiple people at the same time. Yes, they both will be like, do y'all watch this show before y'all get on this show? Like, that's the nature of the game, babe. That's how we find the connections. Anyway, the ladies are talking in a group. It's Carmen, Sabrina, and Precious, and they are talking how Laverne has not said hi to anyone. He hasn't been speaking to any of the ladies, and that he's basically being distant during this beach house party. Demetrius goes over to try to talk to Laverne, and he's like, what's up with you? You seem like you've like kind of fallen back. And he's like, oh, I'm just soaking it in. I'm just not trying to be in everybody's face. See, Laverne, this is how, back to what you were saying, like, you've never had a traditional relationship. You've just been dating. Now I'm seeing why. I feel like Laverne is just very passive, and I hate when men come on this show and they're so passive. Like, jump in there, get in the game. Like, I'm not saying you have to be a freaking creep and hit on everyone, but be an active and willing participant. So something must have definitely been going on off camera, because it wasn't like Laverne to just fall back. But I think it was Precious who said that Laverne is being stuck up and that he has a god complex and that he wants women to come to him. That could very well be the case, but something weird was going on there. Next, we see Clifton and Joy, per usual, flirting. She says that they have sexual chemistry. Joy, I saw you running, girl, and that little sarong flew up. I saw the booty. I saw the booty. Still not 100% sold on Clifton, but I don't know, you guys. Joy and Clifton are cute. I see the sexual chemistry that she's talking about. I know last weekend they dug a little deeper about, you know, being raised by their parents and how her dad passed away. She didn't really have her mom in her life. I need to see more other than that. I'm attracted to you and I'm gonna spend time with you and I'm gonna rub your hand. I need to see more from them. Like, y'all are cute, I get it, but show me a different side. Have some more deep conversations and start to have those conversations about what a potential relationship could look like. I know it's only episode 4, but some couples, or at least multiple couples, are forming, and I need to see more conversation. I need to see the growth, because it's still very first date energy for me. Tommy comes. He lets them know that the party's over and that he needs to speak to the gentleman because there's a meeting in the living room. So Tommy gathers the men into the tabernacle, which is temporarily the living room. He asks them, who are they feeling? Wiley says that he had a great date with Christina, aka Tina, in that they got really deep really quick. Pio says that he's feeling Tina because she likes to date older guys and the vibe was there. Eric says that it's Dakia because they have an instant connection. We did not see him mention Carmen. Donovan says that he also liked Dakia right off rip. Demetrius says that he's feeling Sabrina. Tori says that Sabrina is his number one. So when he says that, Demetrius in his confessional is like, oh, may the best man win and the best man will always be me. Demetrius, you're not keeping that same energy though. Clifton says that he's feeling Carmen and Joy. And I was like, Carmen? Clifton, but you said, see, I'm starting to think Clifton is for everybody. Laverne says that he's feeling Ace and Joy. He says that Joy is me. Again, I think that Joy probably sees Laverne in a friendship way, but Clifton's very bothered by the fact that Laverne said that Joy was him. I feel like Clifton really, really likes Joy. He makes no bones about the fact that she's his number one, but he wants to have his cake and eat it too. Tommy asks the guys who are not feeling. Donovan and Clifton both say they're not feeling Precious. you know, there's just nothing there. P.O. says that he's not feeling Sabrina. Last episode, she said that she couldn't really see a relationship moving forward with him, but that she could see a friendship, and he's not really having it. Okay, P.O. Laverne says that he's not feeling Sabrina nor Dakia. Like, there's nothing there for both of them with him. That's for y'all. Clifton and both Eric say that they are not feeling AP. And so the guys deliberate. Tommy says that this time he will not be eliminating someone, that one of the guys will have to do it. So they gather everybody back outside. Demetrius is going to announce who the guys have decided is not ready for love. And the two bottom women are Precious and AP. And that's where the episode ends. It ends on a to be continued. And I was like, y'all, just tell us who it is. I have a feeling it's absolutely going to be AP. This just isn't the show for her. And it could just not be the cast for her. I don't really see her being interested in anyone there. So it is what it is. We'll be back next week to see who is going to go home. And then we're going to get a little drama started with the Sabrina, Tori, and Demetrius love triangle. I feel like it's about to get messy. I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. What did y'all think? I thought this episode was entertaining. I like the twist of the beach house. I like that we've stopped introducing singles. So I am very interested, because everyone here, for the most part, seems to be, keyword, intentional. It's just, do they have the right aspect of intention? So I am very interested to see what couples will form from this. I'm really waiting for the other shoe to drop with Clifton and Joy. You know, because quiet as it's kept, they could ride it all the way out to choosing each other, or making it to the end and choosing each other. Very interested to see who Dakia is going to end up with, because it sounds like every guy likes her. So it is what it is. Wiley, I don't know what's going with Wiley. I feel like he does like Tina, but I feel like she likes Pio a little bit more. But that's all I have for this week's episode. You guys, thank you so much for listening to me. I can be found at KDASHDIOR on Instagram and the Twitter. Once again, I just want to thank you to Ashley and Jamar for filling in for me last week. I really enjoyed the episode. Looks like you guys enjoyed it as well. And I will see y'all here next week for Ready to Love. Bye!